ധ്യയാമോധവളാവഗുണ്ടനവതീം തേജോമയീം നൈഷ്ടിക്കീം സ്നിഗ്ധാപാംഗവിലോകിനീം ഭഗവതീം മന്ദസ്മിതശ്രീമുഖീം വാത്സല്യാമൃതവർഷിണീം സുമധുരം സങ്കീർത്തനാലാപിനീം ശ്യാമാംഗീ മധുസിക്തസൂക്തിം അമൃതാനന്ദാത്മികാമീശ്വരീം. So we have completed the third chapter of Narada Bhakti Sutra. So today we will just see a brief summary of the third chapter. It's not much to discuss because Narada has explained exhaustively, but still again and again repetition is required. Again and again a person has to go through the scriptures, learning topics, learning subjects again and again a person has to do, because that's because we have accumulated a lot of impurities in the mind due to desires, due to vasanas. Therefore it can't go that easily. It's like a mirror which has dirt, and the dirt, like some dirt, if there is a mirror, there are some dirts like which will go if you just blow. So you just blow with your mouth a little bit and then dust will vanish. And some require a bit of dusting. So it's a little bit stronger. If you blow, it won't go. So you have to dust with a duster or whatever is available. And some, even after dusting, they won't go. You will have to apply something else, and like wet cloth, and then scrub, and then only it will go. So these indicate, or these three, there are three levels in which a person can have kamam or vasanas. So though it's not three levels as such, it is just three examples of, or three analogical, if there is no word, like in this analogy we can say there are three levels. Similarly there are many levels. Some dirt, some people, some sadhakas, for them, they just have to listen a little bit to Ishvara, a little bit away from the world, some time away from the world. So after one or two retreats with Amma, their mind will be completely pure. So after one or two retreats, that's it. They don't need anything else. They immediately get ananda. For others, they need, like, they have to attend retreat for at least 2-3 years, and then the mind becomes clear. For yet others, they have to attend retreat many years, and they have to do sadhana themselves. So the mirror indicates, or the mirror is in this analogy, the mirror in the real case is the mind. So as purer the mind, the easier a person will be able to apprehend the scriptural knowledge. Person will be able to see Ishvara. So putting it in Swami Vivekananda's example, a river which is clean, or a pond which is clean, we can look at the bottom of the pond. So when we are standing outside and the pond has clear water, then we can see the bottom of the pond. But if let's say the water has mud and some other things, like lot of impurities, then we will not be able to see the bottom. Similarly, a mind which is pure, that mind which is pure, there Ishvara resides. Ishvara can be seen. The Ishvara resides everywhere, but still impurities cover our mind. It veils the mind, thereby like making us not able to apprehend Ishvara. Therefore, repetition is very essential. Repetition is essential in any field. Repetition, doing things over and over again, a person learns. When a person first starts driving, he won't be a good driver. Nobody will be a good driver. He'll have to practice. Oh, there are people who drive. Shakuntala Devi didn't learn anything. Sri Sri Ravi Shankar chanted the entire Gita at the age of 3. The Shastra say that if something like that happens, that means in the previous birth they have accumulated something. They have done it in the previous birth. They have covered certain topic in the previous birth, and thereby in this birth they start from wherever they left off. So it's like those running race where five people will be running. So you run till a particular place and then pass on the flag or whatever roll of paper, and then the other person runs. Similarly, different bodies, different births. So repetition is inevitable. We have to do things over and over again, even in worldly situations. Same applies to spirituality as well. So repetition is essential. Again and again, we have to remember Ishvara. We have to learn about Ishvara. We have to listen about Ishvara. We have to have Ishvara around us at all times. So here in this chapter, Narada speaks about bhakti sadhanas. So he gives a lot of sadhanas, but ultimately all these sadhanas are meant to give us constant contemplation, constant remembrance of Ishvara. So all these sadhanas, whatever Narada has mentioned, should take us to a state wherein we are totally merged onto Ishvara. Ishvara doesn't vanish from our mind. So even when a person is running, even when a person is talking, even when a person is sleeping, even when a person is eating, it doesn't matter what he is doing, irrespective of that, he will be remembering Ishvara. So that is what is said. And kayena vacha manaseendriyerva buddhyatmana va prakrute svabhava karomi yadyat sakalam parasmai narayana eti samarpayami. Whatever I am doing through kaya vang manah buddhi indriyam, whatever it is, all those I offer to Ishvara. Karacharana kritam va kayajam karmajam va Shravana Nayana Jamva Manasamva Aparadam. So whatever aparadam I have done, whatever sins I have committed through all these indriyas, I offer it all unto you. Ishvara, forgive me. So the moment a person remembers Ishvara, that is forgiveness. So let's say we are fighting with a person. So we fight with a person and shout at the person. Shout quite a lot at the person, curse the person. So much. To a large extent we do that, then what is repenting over that? What is the propitiation for that? We don't have to go to the person and fall at the person's feet saying, I am sorry. If we talk to the person, that itself means problem is solved. Because if we have shouted at somebody, then we will not even want to see the person. And when the person will see us, he will know, oh, he has at least come. So this means that he has repented his mistake. So remembering Ishvara is enough. Just having Ishvara in our thoughts, in our, as Amma says, Ishvara, may you reside in my thoughts, in my words, in my action. So three level of action: kaya, vang, manaha. So body, verbal, and then mental. So in these three places, Oh Ishvara, may you reside, may you abide in these three states. So that is where all these sadhanas, whatever sadhanas Narada has explained here, that should take us to. These should take us to the state where we have ananya bhajanam of Ishvara. Ananya bhajanam means Naradastu tadarpita akila acharata tad vismarane parama vyakulata cha. So as per Narada, offering all actions onto Ishvara and not forgetting Ishvara, that is the goal of these sadhanas. These sadhanas should take us to a state where we are constantly abiding in Ishvara. So what does happen when a person constantly abides in Ishvara? When a person constantly is abiding in Ishvara, then Ishvara alone is present for him. So if Ishvara alone is present, then there is no duality. Though duality might exist, but still that duality is suppressed by non-dual Ishvara. So Ramana Maharshi gives a beautiful analogy to show that for a realized person also the mind might exist. The mind might still be there. mind might still be there, means the world also will be there, which means duality also will be there. Then duality will not affect the person. How? At times, like in the evening, we will see that sun is there. So sun is shining. Evening sun, sunset time, so sun is like glowing. And when the sun is there, we can also see the moon. So moon is also there, sun is also there. Moon denotes the mind. Sun denotes the self. So for a jnani, the mind is there. For a jnani, the mind is there, but sun is also there. Ishvara is also there. That means mind is under control. Mind doesn't affect. But for most of us, the sun has not risen up. Sunrise hasn't happened. It is sunset time. The sun is always in the set time. Somehow the sun is angry with us. Therefore, sun doesn't wake up. So only the moon is there, and thereby problems are created. So such a person who is abiding in Ishvara, who has merged onto Ishvara, for him there is no duality. Duality might exist, but he knows that duality is not real, and therefore he is not under the clutches of Maya. So what is Maya? Maya is three gunas, or in short, Maya is samsaram, which means dukkam, sorrow as well as suffering. So Maya, as Narada said, like kastarati kastarati mayam. Who conquers Maya? A bhakta, a true bhakta, a bhakta who has gone beyond even the scriptures, and who is always abiding in Ishvara, who is devoted to Ishvara, for whom Ishvara alone exists. Such a bhakta has conquered Maya. Satarati satarati. Such a person has conquered Maya. So, if we have to get rid of Dukkham, there is only one way to it. Constant remembrance, constant contemplation of Ishvara as Advitiya Satyam. As Krishna says, Mai eva mana adatsva, mai buddhim niveshaya. Fixing the mind onto Ishvara, which means remembering Ishvara, fixing the intellect onto Ishvara, knowing that this Ishvara alone is present. Here, matta paradaram nanyat kinchit asti dananjaya. There is nothing different from here, Arjuna. So that Ishvara, if that Ishvara, that Advitiya Satyam is there in our mind, then we are true devotees, we are a true devotee, then in that case, there is no Maya, there is no samsaram, there is no janana maranam, there is no dukkham at all. And Narada, being the compassionate master, he has given us many sadhanas. We can like enumerate all those sadhanas, but I don't want to enter into all those. We have dealt each of them in depth. So there are lots of sadhanas that Narada has given us. We can try to follow those so that Ishvara, Advitiya Satyam will be there in our mind at all times. But in short, any sadhana has two aspects to it. One is anukula sevanam, and second is pratikula varjanam. So that means doing certain things and not doing certain things. So any goal, like if a person wants to get into IIM, then the do is daily practice. So anukula sevanam, that which helps in the goal, that is daily practicing. So daily practicing, that helps. So that should be done. Like a person should have practice, daily practice. And pratikulam means that which takes us away from the goal. So in this case, watching a lot of TV, going for a lot of movies, partying, etc., will take us away from Ishvara. So that has to be avoided. Pratikula varjanam. Pratikulas, things which take us away from Ishvara, that has to be avoided. So in spirituality, so Narada also said that anukula sevanam is satsanga, pratikula varjanam is dussanga. Satsanga means anything that makes us remember Ishvara, that is satsanga. Anything that makes us forget Ishvara is dussanga. So this means if we go to a prabhashanam, if we go to a discourse, and then when the discourse is over, we say our discourse was so good, and then we get into the same old world. We are not able to remember Ishvara. We don't remember Ishvara while listening to the discourse or after the discourse. Ishvara means Advitiya Satyam. If we don't, then that becomes a Dussanga. How does it become a Dussanga? We will daily go for the discourse and think that we are learning quite a lot. And when this birth ends, we'll think we have learned quite a lot, but we haven't implemented anything. We are attached to that Krishna who has done a lot of miraculous deeds, that Vishnu who has done many things. So we will be born in Vaikuntham or Vrindavan along with Krishna, along with Vishnu, again the same Dvaitam. After that is over, we'll have to come back to earth again. The same thing continues. So there will be no moksha unless a person remembers this Ishvara. Ishvara as the Advitiya Satyam. So that is very important. If that is not there, then anything becomes a Dussanga. The more a person does Dussanga, that leads to Kama, Krodha, Moha, Smriti, Bramsha, Buddhi, Nasham, finally destroying the person. And though it may be very small, it will become very big. Like the more a person concentrates on these Dussangas, it will add up. So that this means that we should try to follow these sadhanas as much as possible. So externally trying to remember Ishvara, trying to do actions onto Ishvara, doing actions or trying to do sadhana which involves Ishvara alone, nothing else, as much as possible. And then when we are in the world, when we are doing actions in the world, when we have to do actions in the world, at that time also remembering Ishvara in our mind and offering actions onto Ishvara. So anukula sevanam, pratikula varjanam is essential in spirituality as well. Anukula sevanam means satsanga, pratikula varjanam means not having any dussanga. So anything that helps us in remembering Ishvara as Advitiya Satyam, as Advaitam, as Sachidanandam, as Brahman, all-pervasive Ishvara, Sarva-vyapi Ishvara, that is Satsanga. Anything which doesn't help us in remembering Ishvara, that is Dussanga. So may Amma bless us so that after learning this particular chapter, we'll be able to follow all the sadhana that Narada gives so that our mind is pervaded with Ishvara's thought and we cross over Maya, as Narada says, Satarati Satarati. So let us cross over Maya in this very birth itself. We'll continue, we'll start with the next chapter in the next day. I'm sure.